Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And if you want to call in and talk about that, Andrea Campbell moving to Dartmouth. As Phil said, you know, the speculation is that she might want to run for the congressional seat currently held by Bill Keating, but she says no. I think maybe if she's tired of doing laundry and she wants to move within the pickup and delivery radius of Dash Laundromat. That would make total sense to me. She's been listening to WBSM. She hears about how great the South Coast is. And actually, she's been here. I believe she came in studio before. I know she called in to South Coast Tonight with Marcus Farrow and Chris McCarthy when running for office. But I think she may have even come in. Marcus or Chris, if you're listening, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But so, listen, we are good ambassadors for the South Coast. People learn about the South Coast by listening to the station. And who knows, you know, maybe we're the reason why Karen Polito decided to move here. Also, it could be because it's a great place to live. That's possible, too. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in on either of on those or any other issues going on in the world. And one of the things that we will talk about coming up in the next hour is this Little Roadie Laugh Riot Comedy Festival that was just announced yesterday. And kind of what I'm interested in is the behind the scenes stuff in putting something like this together, because we know that Providence has been a hotbed for comedy. We've had some of the comedians here on the program. We had Patton Oswalt. We had Susie Eddie Izzard. Both before their performances at the Vets. We're working on another comedian who may be coming on in the coming weeks. And Phil, I'll tell you about that off there because I don't want to say anything on there. But you're going to want to take part in that one, I think, too. But also, I think that Providence has long been a place where comedians love to go and perform. The Comedy Connection in Providence is kind of a hidden gem. And of course, I guess everybody nowadays likes that Matt Rife guy. I don't think he's funny. I haven't seen anything from him that actually made me laugh. I think a lot of people like him because he's a good-looking young guy. And they convince themselves that he's funny. Like, if you are an attractive person and you are not funny, people will laugh at your jokes. I've been dealing with this my entire life. No, I'm just but that's a true thing. Like, people will laugh at an attractive person even if they're not as funny. Matt Rife and I could stand next to each other and tell the exact same joke And he would get a laugh and I would get a groan. So anyway, but he, I guess, announced a like a pop-up show, like a surprise show yesterday. And it sold out within minutes. And people were kind of, oh, I wish we had had more. No, he lives in Rhode Island now. He's going to do this kind of stuff all the time. And it's because he knows that that's a great place to go and perform and to work out new material and to interact with people. Now, one of the things that we can address when we speak to the people from the vets later is one thing people need to be aware of. These shows will have policies in which you can't bring cell phones in. Not everyone. I didn't see that on all the ticket purchasing pages, but certainly for Kevin Hart, it says, you know, this is a device-free event. So you can't bring in a phone. You can't even wear a smartwatch. So you've got to leave all your devices either at home or in the car, or if you go bring them into the facility, you'll have to put them in a yonder bag. One of the, like what they use in the schools. And for a lot of people, you know, that might be a deal breaker for them for a night out, because they might say, well, I'm leaving my kids at home with a babysitter. I don't want to be without my phone. But that's the reality of this world that we live in now, because if you are a comedian working out new material or you're doing something like, so I'm sure that whatever Kevin Hart is performing in Providence will be the same set he will do for an upcoming stand-up special. If they're not actually recording the special there, that's a possibility too. So if that's the case, they don't want some clown in the audience recording it and then throwing it up on their YouTube channel or putting it up on TikTok or social media. And I was of the mindset when these rules first started coming down of, you know, this is ridiculous. Shouldn't force people to go into an event without their phones. But now I totally understand it. It's not like the old days where if you wanted to pirate something, you know, like let's say you wanted to go to the Grateful Dead as an example, because they would let people pirate their shows. They would let people come in and record their shows. So if you wanted to go into a Grateful Dead show and record something, you're bringing in a little handheld recorder that in those days weren't really that great quality. And the bootleg tapes that were being passed around weren't really that great quality, because each time you copy a tape, it goes down in quality. So if the Grateful Dead said, we're going to put out a live album of that show, the fact that there was a bootleg tape being passed around of that show didn't hurt album sales, because people would love to get their hands on an actually like mastered edition of that show, soundboard recording of that show. They would want that quality. And I feel like the same thing is true with, like, just for example, a Kevin Hart performance. If I was a fan of Kevin Hart's comedy, I'm not really. It's a lot of the same thing over and over again. A lot of yelling. But not in that, like, Sam Kinison or Bobcat Goldthwait way. But anyway, if I'm a fan of them, and I'm seeing like some bootleg clips on TikTok or whatever, that's not going to keep me from watching the stand-up special. But it's more the people that are going to go in there and record the whole show and then go put the whole show on YouTube, which then keeps somebody from wanting to go see the show live, because they're like, well, I already heard all the jokes. Or even if they do go to the show anyway, you don't get the spontaneous laughter of them because they're not hearing the material for the first time. So I understand it. I think that it's, you know, something that had to be done. Originally being against it, I had my mind changed. And, you know, the same goes for going to see a band in concert. You know, if I go to a concert, I might put up a couple of seconds of a show, but I'm not going to put up a whole song. The only show I did that, and I felt like such a jerk recording the show on my phone, but I recorded a couple of songs when I went to see Iron Maiden a few years ago, because my son was supposed to go with me and he ended up having to work and couldn't go. So I recorded some of his favorite songs just for him so that I could send them to him and he could watch them. But I'm not going to record the whole thing and then, you know, go turn around and put it online. And even my feeling is when it comes to bands, even if it's just fans that are sharing them with each other, and some bands encourage it. I think Dave Matthews' band encourages it. Well, I don't think that they encourage it, but they don't discourage it. Pearl Jam, a lot of the fans will share tapes there, but Pearl Jam will also release a lot of concerts as like official recordings, whether it be for Record Store Day or what have you. So I don't think it hurts those sales if fans are passing those around. But a comedian is a little bit different. In the glory days of stand-up comedy in the 80s and 90s, you could have got away with somebody knowing your material and still going to see you five times. Because it wasn't as ubiquitous as it is now. Now you just see it constantly everywhere. And so it's a little bit different. You know, as a kid, I probably listened to Andrew Dice Clay or Dennis Leary's tapes 100 times, but if I had the chance to go see one of them in person and they were doing that exact same material, I would have been there. But nowadays it's like, The last comedian who I saw that I was like, I really hope that, well, Eddie Izzard, of course, but that was described as a tour. That would be a greatest hits type phenomenon. So we knew that she was going to be performing stuff that we'd already heard, just in a different way. But the last comedian that I went to see, I'm like, I hope they tell like these favorite jokes, was Gilbert Gottfried. Because I can listen to him tell the same jokes over and over again, and I'm just going to keep laughing every time. But that's because it's his delivery and his conviction to the joke more than it is the joke itself. So I don't get offended if somebody says, hey, this show is going to be device free. But I'm also, you know, not going to a lot of those kind of shows where that happens either. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm all right. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering, if by any chance, have you got any update on Scarlett, the mini miracle? That little girl was so cute.
Yeah, she's we're still raising money for her, and I know that they're able to get some of those bottles. I don't know if they've gotten them to her yet, but we had people that promised they were going to buy them, and that and the formula is what's going to start this whole process of helping her gain weight. So I know the surgery is scheduled for next month sometime. I think it's later in the month, next month. So we've got a little bit of time for her to put more weight on. But it looks like now she's going to be able to do that, and then we'll just see where it goes in the process from there.
And God bless her and her mom. I hope and pray that everything works out for them.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and what I'll do is probably like, you know, maybe Christmas Eve or that week, maybe we'll replay the interview with them for folks that haven't heard it, but you can hear it in the story at WBSM.com. You can click on that and listen to it anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. And let's take another call here. And again, just go to WBSM.com and click on Mini Miracle at the top of the page. You know what? While we're talking about it, let me thank all of our great sponsors who have donated to Scarlett and her family. Sousa Family Orthodontics, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Boca, Cask and Pig Kitchen and Ale House, Fall River Municipal Credit Union, Leach Garage and Auto Body, and Stallion Plumbing, Heating and Cooling. So thank you to all of them and to each and every one of you that donated and continue to donate. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Is that me?
Only you know for sure, but it sounds like you.
Yeah, true. Identity crisis. Now, you're a multi-talented guy, Tim, and you're mentioning comedians. Mm-hmm. Why don't you spice up your show, which is an excellent show, even more, with some jokes now and then? Those that are, you know, copyright free, there's many joke books around, and maybe you've created some jokes yourself, have you?
Sir, I've been telling jokes on the radio for years. I guess I just must not be funny enough if you didn't realize them.
Well, I can't remember hearing one joke on your morning show, but I don't listen to the entire show.
No,
wake up and I touch base. Have you got a joke right now?
I'm teasing you. Well, so I'm really into these days into puns. My son and I used to have pun battles back and forth, and I like puns a lot. So I can tell you that the other day I was going to go to the big sale at the Lego store. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, go on.
People were lined up for blocks.
All right. I like that. It adds some levity to our, world filled with turmoil.
Absolutely. So I'll
give you one that comes from Richard Rogers, who used to have a magazine out local, and he was from Mattapoisett. And he created this joke, which I think is, I think serious jokes are very valuable, and here's one. How can you tell for sure that a politician is telling the truth when he's pointing at another politician and calling him a liar?
That's a good one. And very true.
All right. Well, I hope you will add some of this levity in our troubled world with a few jokes now and then, because you're a multi-talented guy, and we appreciate it.
Sir, I appreciate that. Can I ask your first name?
No, I don't give radio
names. Can you give me a nom de plume?
Who was that? Chuck. Remember Chuck, who used to call all the time?
Okay, so
he was a registered Republican, but, he was an antithesis to most of their policies, etc., and he passed away. A real loss for a radio variety and a different point of view. So I'll take his identity.
All right, we will call you New Chuck. And then anytime I tell a joke and people yell at me for telling a joke, I'll say, New Chuck said that I'm funny. And that will
and
be
if
my...
I don't laugh, you can call me Woodchuck.
I might need you to write some of this material for me, I think.
You know, I studied with Dennis Leary.
Really?
I was a poet in residence at BCC, and I got a grant from the state to take a course at Emerson, and I had him in advanced graduate comedy writing. So I was an oddball. Everybody else there already had a bachelor's degree in comedy itself at Emerson. But I didn't have to worry about dying with the 8-minute monologues like they did, because they were looking for a master's degree and I was just a special student. But Dennis was asked by one of the students, how do you die best on stage? Like how Johnny Carson used to die on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis Leary got very angry and said, everybody has to learn how to die in their own way.
Well, he's not wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Keep on.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Bye.
And Dennis Leary was, and there's a lot of the whole, he stole so much of No Cure for Cancer, his breakout album from Bill Hicks and all that, but he had something. And he's a great actor too, by the way. Like if you've ever watched some of his stuff, he's very good. But he brought that new mentality of you are still the rock star comedian, but you're also a little bit self-deprecating as well. And he found that mix of, you could be that observational humorist, but also be kind of a badass too. And I thought that it worked out really well. And I memorized that album and I would be able to quote it. And then the album that he came out with after that, I was also, what was the name of that album? Now I'll think of it, but I had that memorized too. And I used to just cite those jokes all the time. My friends and I would go back and forth. Now you'd probably annoy somebody doing that, but that's how we, made each other laugh or just kind of killed the time as we were driving in the car or something. But so many great comedians have come out of Boston and out of this area, and you can still go and see them. And in fact, you go to some of those Boston comedy clubs, you never know who's going to get on the stage. I used to go to Nick's Comedy Stop when I was in high school because they had this program where if you went to Nick's Comedy Stop, they had a card on the table and everybody could fill out the card and enter to win a comedy party for 20 of your friends. And if you won, they would say, you've won. You get to come. 20 of your friends, you get to come to a comedy show. And it was like on a Wednesday night. And they had a really bad buffet with a bunch of Italian food. And but basically what they're doing is they're giving you 20 free admissions, you know, in the door so that you'd come in and spend the money on drinks. But my friends and I were all underage, and there was no age limit to get in there. You could be underage and get in. So we would enter in, and one of us would win. And really, I think everybody won. I think they would call, you know, people and just say, hey, because they would get people to come in on a slow night. And so we would enter every time, and they would call one of us, and we'd all get to go. And we'd pile into my parents' conversion van, and they would drive us up to Boston, and we'd all go to the comedy club. And one night we're there, and you're seeing a bunch of local comedians or up-and-coming comedians. And one night we're just sitting there, and they're like, oh, and we've got a special guest. Damon Wayans is here. He's going to do a set. Because he was in town filming that movie, Celtic Pride. And it was one of the worst comedy performances I ever heard. He was high, like you could smell it coming off of him. And he just wasn't making any sense at all. But he was cracking himself up. And it was still kind of cool to see Damon Wayans get up and work. So, but that's, you never know. That can happen in these comedy clubs. You never know who's there and who's going to get up on stage. Well, Phil and I went to see John Oliver. And Eugene Merman just happened to be there, and they brought him up on stage. So and he did a little set. So you never know. And that's what I like about comedy, is the spontaneity of it. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, I'll take more of your calls coming up, 508-996-0500. But right now, let's turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
What Trump says he'll do on day one about the January 6th Capitol rioters. What the government says about those strange sightings above New Jersey. And what Taylor Swift and Dick Van Dyke have in common.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President-elect Trump says he will pardon most of the January 6th Capitol rioters when he takes office. Trump made the comment to Time magazine, which just named him Person of the Year for 2024, and said the pardons of those convicted of storming the Capitol in 2021 would start in the first hour. President Biden will take part in a virtual summit of the G7 leaders today. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby told reporters Thursday that Biden and world leaders from Japan, Britain, Canada, Germany, France, and Italy will discuss topics including Russia's war in Ukraine and the conflict in the Middle East. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are supporting the White House explanation of the drones that have been reported over New Jersey. Hundreds of drone sightings have been reported in Jersey over the past few weeks. The federal agencies say the drones appear to be manned aircraft that are operating legally. Over 3,000 residents are being allowed to return to their Malibu homes as fire crews make progress on the California wildfire. The Franklin fire was 30% contained as of last night after burning over 4,000 acres near the California coast. Cooler weather returned to the area Thursday, helping crews to control the blaze. We reported earlier this week that former NFL coach Bill Belichick is now the new head coach at University of North Carolina. On Thursday, he spoke about his ties to college football and said it's always been a dream of his to coach in college. The 72-year-old has a 5-year deal that runs through December of 2029 and is worth $10 million per season. And two pop culture icons are celebrating birthdays today. Taylor Swift turns 35 years old on December 13th. Pop star reportedly plans to celebrate her birthday in New York City with close friends. And Dick Van Dyke is also celebrating a birthday. The Hollywood legend turns 99 years old today, and he's still going strong, starring in a brand new music video with the band Coldplay.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics beat the Detroit Pistons last night, 123-99 at TD Garden. They visit the Washington Wizards on Sunday night. Bruins lost to the Seattle Kraken 5-1. They visit Vancouver tomorrow. And the Patriots visit the Arizona Cardinals for a 4:30 game on Sunday. You can listen to that game and all the Patriots games this season here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today, but feeling like the season. A high of 35 degrees today. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 37. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, a high of 42 degrees. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Friday the 13th as well. And of course, we will have Santa Claus here tonight. By the way, a quick thing about Dick Van Dyke also survived the Malibu wildfires recently as well. So he had to be rescued from some neighbors. That's been making the rounds as well. So he's been in the news all over the place between the Coldplay video, his birthday, the fires, and any day that you can get good news about Dick Van Dyke is a good day, in my opinion. One of my all-time favorite people in the world. So speaking of favorite people in the world, one of my absolute favorite people is Santa Claus. Getting to work with him over the last couple of years here at WBSM for the special broadcasts. We're going to be doing one tonight beginning at 7 p.m. You can call in. Well, actually have the kids call in. Grown-ups, don't call in. Have the kids call in. And they can talk to Santa and tell them exactly what they want for Christmas. And Santa will be here in the studio with me taking your phone calls. And you can leave app chat messages and open line voicemails as well. But we'll be here from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight with Santa Claus. And you can call in and share what it is that you want for Christmas. All thanks to New Bedford Fire Union Local 841. They're the ones who are bringing Santa Claus in, making these arrangements, and making it so that you can call in and speak to him. And also tonight, maybe you also need some other things to get in the Christmas spirit. Head on over to Edaville, because the Festival of Lights is ongoing, and this is going to be a perfect night for Edaville tonight. You're going to have the train ride, the vintage amusement park rides. You're going to have all of the great shopping in the Christmas village, the Christmas market, all of the rides that you can go on that are the new rides, the formerly branded with something else, have now been rebranded as Edaville and LSD Atwood Cranberry Company themed rides. Those are all open. They also have horse-drawn carriage rides now, and so much more. And of course, all the great food and other snacks, the chicken barbecue, the best fried dough you'll have anywhere, all of that at Edaville, and all of it starts at just $12.95 to get in the door and see the thousands of lights all over Edaville. So whether you want to go tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, anytime between now and New Year's, you want to get out there to Edaville and experience the magic of the Festival of Lights. You can get your tickets now at edaville.com. Get them before they're gone, because they are filling up fast with all of these bookings. But also make sure you stay tuned to edaville.com to see all of the other great events they have coming up. And also on the Edaville Family Theme Park Facebook page, you can see all the great events coming up. So make sure that if you are going to go there, though, get your tickets as soon as you know for sure, so that you don't miss out on your chance. All right, let's take some phone calls. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
What's shaking, boy, boy?
What's going on, Lamone?
It's 11-11. No, is there any spooky tomorrow night?
We will be here tomorrow night, yes.
Oh.
But I'm going to warn you, I have a guest. So I don't have time for, you know, taking long phone calls.
Anybody in particular?
So there's a documentary called Life with Ghosts.
Okay.
And this is a different kind of look at experiencing the idea of ghosts. And we're going to have the director on of that film to join us to talk about it. Stephen Berkeley.
So, you know, the fire that was set by arsonists mm-hmm. in California, again... And it's like Daniel Tosh's house was threatened off, and a few other people's houses were up there. That's kind of sad about Dick Van Dyke. I don't like Dick Van Dyke. He's he was a very personable guy, and he's really funny, and he doesn't have a problem sharing his history with anybody if they're willing to listen.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. I guess they're still missing his cat, but everybody else is okay. They were able to, I guess his neighbors found him trying to escape. He's like crawling along the driveway trying to escape. So, and you know, he's still a very spry guy for 99 years old.
I know, I've noticed that. And he's had that white hair for a while too. And you were talking about Santa earlier, which is going to call. One of the most touching things I remember is being that in my lifetime. I remember I used to dress like Santa Claus, and I would give those stockings to kids, you know, the ones that are already full with stuff and candy and like little airplanes and whatnot. Then they had the boss airplanes and whatnot. And I remember this one kid, he was with his mom, he was like 4 years old. And I came and I said, oh, little fella. I was like, walked in there like that. And he says, Mom, I didn't know Santa was brown. Now, he didn't say black, he said brown. And that was like touching. My daughters with me, we both had little tears in our eyes. And I said, and she was like, she didn't know what to say. So I sat down and talked to him. Let me talk to this young fella. I told him, said, Santa's my dad. And, you know, had the little, you could look at us, oh, I like the resemblance a little bit. Not as much resemblance as you might have had at one time, young man. But yeah, those are the days when you're, now since you're half the man you used to be. And it's like, but that was something that was really touching. You know, kids these days, whatever, you didn't say he's black, whatever. You put him up, he said brown. There was no kind of racial overtures to him.
Right.
And it's like, that's something really touching. He was like 4 years old. And then my daughter was just talking about him a little while ago. And that's, you know, something to think about. You, if you start out, it starts in the household. If the kids see what the parents say and ask how the parents act.
I had to play Santa a couple of times, you know, especially when I was bigger, and you know, and I played Santa at my son's school, and one of the kids actually said out loud, like, I thought Santa would have been taller. I was like, yeah, so did Santa. He was sorely disappointed when he stopped growing. So,
I hate that happens. Darn that smoked turkey, you know. So, you know, since you kid, you weren't smoking cigarettes at that time. Were you smoking cigarettes at that time?
No, I've never been a smoker.
Me, I smoked cigarettes. I'd say for like literally like maybe a month, and I know for like 2 years after I smoked, every time I would drink some alcohol, I always had a nasty craving for cigarettes. But that's been decades. I don't crave cigarettes. I get sick to the stomach when I smell them nowadays. But I just want to say thank you for sharing your time and everything else with the great people out there in the Bedford area. And hope everybody out there is doing well. And hopefully next year life will be a lot better for us all. And let's keep faith and keep hope alive, you know?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Lamone. You have a good weekend and enjoy Spooky's return tomorrow.
Phil, and it's definitely going to be there tomorrow.
I don't think so. I think she has an event that she's doing. She has a mediumship event.
No, Matt?
I'm sure he'll be there.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. And God bless everybody. And give your folks a hug for me, please. Your son.
Will do.
God bless.
All right, take it easy.
Well, playboy. God bless everybody out there. Ciao.
That is Lamone in Las Vegas. We're going to take a break. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
Hey, baby. You win one chance, one love, your chance to let me know. We can't go on just running away. If we stay any longer, we will surely never get away. Anything you want, we can make it happen. Stand up and turn around, never let them shoot us.
Never do laundry again because you don't have to, right? You don't need to do the laundry anymore because you can have Dash Laundromat do the laundry for you. Dash Laundromat in Dartmouth, 1 State Road, right there in the same plaza as the Shaws, the old Hollywood Video area there. You can have Dash Laundromat do your laundry for you. It can take hours sometimes out of your day to get laundry done, and you don't have that kind of time, especially this time of year. So why not just drop it off at Dash? You can either go in when they're open and leave it with them for have them wash, dry, and fold, and it's super, super affordable. Or what you can do is if you can't get there when they're open, you need a little bit more of a flexible time, download the Dash Laundromat app, and that will allow you to open up one of the great lockers outside of Dash so you can leave your laundry there. It's safe, it's secure, they'll do it for you. They'll put it back in the locker, you can pick it up whenever it works for you. Or if you need real convenience, they will pick up and drop off your laundry from your home, from work, from wherever. So those are just some of the ways that Dash is making it easier for you. But if you're going to go into Dash right now during the holiday season, whether it be to drop off your laundry or to do your laundry there, and remember, you get 25% back when you spend. And it's really, really beneficial. I know that I've been saying this, but it's like wash your clothes and dry them for free because of the bonus that they're giving you back on your account. It's such a great deal that I don't know if you're doing laundry somewhere else, it doesn't make any sense because you're paying to wash and dry when you could actually be getting those rewards at Dash. And the other part of it too is all of your big holiday laundry, whether it's cleaning all the bedding because you've got guests coming over, so you want to get all new fresh bedding out there, or maybe the tablecloths and the linens. Maybe you're at a restaurant or a banquet facility and you need to get all your tablecloths done. They'll do it all at Dash. But if you're going to be heading into Dash at all, make sure you bring a toy for their Toys for Tots drive as well. So find out about everything Dash can offer you by downloading the Dash Laundromat app at your app store, or make sure you go to their website, dashlaundromat.com, or follow them on social media. They're always putting out great videos and very entertaining stuff over there on the Dash social media account. So you're going to get it done at Dash, just like I do, and it's going to make your life a lot easier. All right, 508-996-0500. We are getting some app chat messages on the WBSM app. Jeff says, Merry Christmas, Tim, and happy holidays to you as well. And DSY says, how can a multiple convicted felon be chosen to be Times Man of the Year? Twice. Can anybody answer this morning? Well, Times Man of the Year or Person of the Year is not just about people who have done good things. I mean, Ayatollah Khomeini was Times Person of the Year. Vladimir Putin was Times Person of the Year. So it's just about who the person is that drives the conversation, that has the most impact on the news cycles of the year. So that's how Donald Trump can be Person of the Year twice. So, I mean, if you look at the list over time of who has been the Person of the Year, it's run the gamut of all different kinds of things. It's not just about, you know, who is the best person in the world. That's not what it's about. Although last year it was because Taylor Swift won. 508-996-0500. We got to take a break and be right back.